evening.
Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow reaching a high of 28, Johannesburg 26, Mbombela 21. The Weather Service has issued an orange level 5 warning for severe thunderstorms with heavy downpours over the Ehlanzeni district of Mpumalanga. It also issued a yellow level 4 warning over the Mopani district and the eastern parts of Limpopo, as well as the extreme eastern high veld of Mpumalanga. So, if you live there, remember a lot of rain is heading your way.
The escarpments of Mpumalanga will have a widespread chance of showers and thunder showers. And for tomorrow, we're expecting a scattered chance of showers and thunder showers mainly over Gauteng, the northwest, as well as the northeastern parts of the Free State, with a 30% chance of showers and rain mainly over the eastern half of the Eastern Cape province into KwaZulu-Natal, Mpumalanga, as well as Limpopo.
The South African Weather Service forecaster Lehlonolo Dobelo there saying isolated showers and thunder showers are expected for the Gauteng, Free State, Northwest and Mpumalanga provinces this evening. Meanwhile, the Department of Water and Sanitation has announced a significant improvement in the Vaal Dam's water levels. The dam has risen from 46.2% to 50.53% overnight. Here's Department spokesperson Wisani Mavasa.
The rising of the dam levels have also boosted the integrated Vaal River system, which the Vaal Dam is part of, which provide water to Gauteng and key industries within the province, which has shot up from 71.4% last week to 79.4% this week.
There is, however, a word of warning.
Although the surface water storage has drastically improved in majority of our dams in most provinces, we still call on citizens to continue using water sparingly.
In other news, police say they're investigating allegations of kidnapping and torture against the alleged kingpins behind the illicit mining operation at the abandoned Stilfontein mine in Northwest. This after a video of a miner being assaulted at the Buffelsfontein gold mine, where scores of suspected illegal miners have been underground since late last year, emerged. Meanwhile, some miners who resurfaced by climbing out of neighboring shafts also claim that they were denied food by men that they described as Basutu men, leading police spokesperson Athlenda Mate to make the following conclusion.
It tells us that tons and tons of food that was taken down, it really does not match with how they look. So we are investigating those particular allegations that were brought forward to us.
Another big story today, the first school day, Gauteng Education MEC Matome Chilwane says the department has so far placed over 325,000 new applications at school. And finally, we're still waiting to hear if there will be an agreement on a ceasefire and prisoner exchange between Israel and Gaza, or rather Hamas in Gaza. Talks are underway in Egypt, and a source close to the talks told AFP that Qatar's prime minister met with Hamas earlier today to finalize a truce deal. But we're still waiting for confirmation. Meanwhile, the health ministry in Hamas-run Gaza says 62,000 people were killed, or rather 62 people were killed today. The overall war death toll now stands at 46,707. That's all from the news team. I'm Malina Fischer. Have a good evening.
Coming up after Jekka News, 30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop. This is 30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.